This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh. It has been confirmed. And now the question that Chris and I have been asking, is he going to sign on the line, which is dotted, or is he going to continue to, you know, monkey around with this? Where do you think it goes?
I think that this is easily, by far and away, the most logical fit for Aaron Rodgers. Because if he wants to win, if he wants to make up for what happened, atone for his sins in New York by letting that franchise down and essentially burning it to the ground, he's got to go to Pittsburgh. Because if you go to the Giants, if you go to the Browns, if you go to the Titans, you got zero shot to win. Now, Kirk Cousins, on the other hand, would go to any of those teams because he just needs to prove he could still be a starter. That's the difference between the two quarterbacks right now. But if Rodgers wants to win, he's got to go to Pittsburgh.
Pro Football Talk says a source, which, of course, Aaron Rodgers would say, who's the source? Does he know me? Is he friends with me? You have no friends. Anyway, his agent has been encouraging Aaron Rodgers to take his time, says the source to Pro Football Talk. So, look, I mean, there's only so many options. The Giants are a joke. The Browns, I don't think you win there. I mean, you do have a good nucleus, but I'd still think Pittsburgh is maybe the better. Although, you know what? If you look at the roster, Cleveland is just as good, you could argue, as Pittsburgh. They've just been missing because of the train wreck, and they don't have the money anyway for Aaron Rodgers' salary. That's why they'd love to swoop in for Kirk Cousins, probably at a tremendous discount, or just wait for us to cut him.
Yeah, I think that the addition or bringing back home of, whatever you want to call it, of Myles Garrett certainly helps the Browns' defense, but pillar to post, I think Pittsburgh has a top four defense in the entire NFL, and they just were the victim of circumstance as Mr. Unlimited turned back the clock until he didn't, and then essentially sunk the entire season for them.
Mr. Unlimited, that's Russell Wilson, who don't know the soundbite.
You ever done anything dangerous, Mike? if you plug Aaron Rodgers into the Steelers' offense, I think they're instantly a playoff contender.
I'm with you. I know, and we said it with Brian, and Brian agreed, it's time for the Steelers to get out of this first-round rut. Because they're not living up to the standard that Steelers are supposed to be about. Hey, Albert Breer joined the morning shift today, guys. Talked about Kirk Cousins. We played some of those cuts earlier. Here he is on Trey Hendrickson. Now, we could find a way. I know we could make some money for that guy, as could probably half the NFL. But where is he going to go? Here's Albert Breer on the Bengals edge rusher.
That thing is very fluid. They were, I think, sort of had it in their heads that they were going to try to trade him. Now, that's been a little bit more difficult than they thought, because the way they value him as a guy who's had 35 sacks over the last year is like, but you're going to have a hard time giving that guy away for a pick that's outside, say, the top 70 pick. On the flip side, if you're another team, you're looking at it and you're saying, he's 31 years old, he's going to need a new contract. And so is this worth going in on where you're giving up multiple assets, you're giving up that contract plus a pick in the first two rounds, and for the teams that have shown interest, that's a bridge too far. So you're sort of stuck there a little bit, and being stuck there bought them time to do the deals with the receivers, and now they're diving back in to see if they can find some sort of middle ground. I do think, like, to some degree, that the Neil Hunter deal in Houston, to give them a little bit of clarity, and that, okay, like, he got a deal at, I think it's 35.6 for the single single-year extension. You know, maybe that gives them a little bit of clarity in what it should cost for them to get something done. You know, again, I think they'll try. I don't know if they'll be able to get something done. We'll see.
I mean, it's well documented. They can score 40 points and still lose games.
Yeah.
Without Trey Hendrickson, it's going to get even worse.
And that's another reason, potentially, why if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're thinking, we could be the second-best team in that division if we go there. We're better than Cincinnati. But when it comes to Hendrickson, Mike, I got three words. I don't care. You pay whatever it takes to get a guy like that in here. Because, Mike, should we say the cliche line again? He would be the best pass rusher this team has had since?
John Abraham. Yeah, consistently, because Vic Beasley was, you know, a one-off that 15-and-a-half year of the Super Bowl. I mean, I love it, and I think, as we said, Carl always says, don't get caught up on the cap. There's always a way, you know, whether it's restructuring. Look at us, man. Now, after the last move we made, I guess we're around $13, $12
million. Something around there, yeah.
And for the guys who missed it yesterday, we picked up Spiro Agnew, the former vice president?
Or Spiro Dides, the CBS guy who's on the call right now? No, we picked up Jamal Agnew.
That's the Agnew. Yeah. That's the one.
Long-time return man. He's essentially going to be your Avery Williams replacement, but he's also a guy that could play a little receiver as well.
Right on. Another story we were talking about is, you know, Kirk Cousins, and where is he going to go? What are we going to do? If we can get a pick, that'd be great. If we have to wait, and we heard Albert Breer rewind, by the way, on the Odyssey app. You can catch the interview from the morning shift. He talked about it earlier, thinking that, you just may have to wait this thing out, and hopefully, you know, you'll get a pick, if you're lucky, maybe next year, if not this year, and you're going to have to eat 75% minimum of that contract.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sunk cost anyway, as we keep saying.
To do a deal. Most teams just wait for you to cut.
Yeah, which is not going to happen. They're not going to cut him.
No.
I think if they have to go through the entire season with him as the backup, I think at this point, Mike, they've made it abundantly clear that they're going to do that by their actions, by letting the $10 million bonus for next year kick in, by Terry Fontenot coming out to the media, not once but twice. We'll ask D-Led about it coming up in 5 minutes. We are comfortable with Kirk Cousins as the backup. Like, Mike, they couldn't have made it any clearer.
Right.
But people with rational brains like you and I are sitting here looking at it going, how? How, Sway? How are you going to keep this guy after what he did to the organization and how he's going to be a hovering ghost in the background for Michael Penix Jr.? But apparently, that's not how the Falcons are thinking about it.
Yeah, so again, it is, I know we use chicken, we use poker. You know, the metaphor is for how this thing is going to play out. But, I mean, you've got to have somebody. It takes two to tango. You've got to have a team. And I think Cleveland is still waiting for us to cut him. And I think they don't believe us. I don't think Cleveland believes. And again, that's where this poker game plays out. Because I think Cleveland's the only place that Cousins can go. You think the Giants will do it? Hypothetically, they could, but, you know, I just don't see anybody giving us what you fans expect us to get.
Well, here's the thing. How much more do they think Aaron Rodgers could give them, Russell Wilson could give them over Kirk Cousins?
Right.
If they feel like it's comparable, I don't feel like they would make the move. But if they feel like what they saw from Kirk in the first half of the year is still in there, maybe they get desperate.
It is interesting because, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to go in the Hall of Fame. We know that. But he's an egomaniac and obviously self-centered, and he's, you know, he just is what he is. You know, Russell Wilson is a phony. This is from his own teammates. You know, it's been well documented. Toxic positivity was the phrase used in front of Denver, which I thought was funny. And then now we talk about Kirk Cousins. He's in the same boat. He's a bit of a phony. You know, that's an act. Kirk Cousins, that's a bit of an act, man. Suck me in. Color me stupid. I got sucked in. I had the man crush going last summer. This guy's great. He talks to us. But he's nice.
But he wished you well on Twitter, Mike.
He did wish me well when I had my heart procedure. Look, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. Maybe he's just a guy who doesn't realize that, you know, walking around like doo-doo-doo with your head in the clouds, you know, sometimes the babe in the woods routine doesn't play. Like, oh, no, no, I wasn't hurt. Oh, no, I am hurt. That's a lie. There's a where which was truth, which was false, and when were you lying, and when were you telling the truth?
Do you let me ask you this?
I mean, that's part of being an adult.
Yes.
And your teammates, and this is why we heard Brian McFadden, you heard Obi Mihaly yesterday. Teammates, this stuff does resonate. Now, I'm not saying a guy's going to hold a grudge, like someone's going to miss a block for him or something in a preseason game, but it just like in the longest yard, the good one, not that Adam Sandler piece of crap. But I mean, this is going to be interesting to see how that dynamic is handled if he's here in August.
So let me ask you this. The day before they go on NFL Network and make the proclamation that he was injured, Do you think he and his rep sat down and said, okay, we're going to do this, but we know the second those words leave your mouth, Kirk, you are persona non grata in Atlanta?
Yeah,
but again, do you think they said, we don't care?
Or again, but this is 2025. Maybe half this team doesn't give a flip. You know, maybe these guys go ahead. This is Kirk being Kirk, man, like Manny being Manny back in the old days with the Red Sox. You know, hey, man, we got an expensive backup. It's good to know. Let's get on with it. And it's just, that's the way I know some fans feel, because I get those guys bombarding me and Carl on Twitter all the time. But that's what you've heard some pros, for the record, BMAC, OB, because I know some of you guys, I don't believe guys unless they played, so you hear it from them. Hey, man, one more story in the NFL, and this one I thought was interesting. The Saints signed Brandon Cooks, so they're trying to find some wide receiver help. It's a cheap option for them. It's like, all righty.
Well, that guy's one big hit from being out of the league. That's the problem with him.
Right.
He's had, like, four major concussions in his career.
And then Deion Sanders in an interview saying that Travis Hunter, why would you keep him off the field? And we talked with BMAC. I said the most receiving plays that Deion had when he was with the Cowboys was 36 in a season. So BMAC thinks it could be more than that, maybe 50. But it's all a matter of how adventurous your offensive coordinator, how your coaching staff is, how your general manager feels about using, you know, a dynamic player like Travis Hunter both ways.
I don't see it, I'm going to be honest, that much. NFL's just different.
I know.
The physicality of the league, the wear and tear that it takes on your body on a week-in, week-out basis. I see him being productive at both positions in the NFL, but not to the point where he becomes like the Shohei Ohtani of the NFL.
Right.
I don't see that.